Neuroanatomy Introduction. This unit examines the foundational elements of neuroanatomy and electrophysiology of EEG signal generation and clinical neurofeedback. It begins with the anatomical distinctions between the frontal and posterior cortex and proceeds through the BCI blueprint content on neural structures, connectivity, and EEG rhythmogenesis. From a discussion of sensory pathways and thalamocortical circuits to a detailed treatment of cortical generators and rhythmic oscillations, this review integrates physiological structures with neuroelectric dynamics. The narrative then explores general brain anatomy, peripheral and autonomic nervous systems, and cortical-subcortical functional integration. Detailed exploration of the cerebral lobes, Brodmann areas, and limbic circuits is accompanied by an analysis of phase relationships and network synchrony in functional connectivity. We will examine the foundational elements of neuroanatomy and electrophysiology of EEG signal generation and clinical neurofeedback. It begins with the anatomical distinctions between the frontal and posterior cortex and proceeds through the BCI blueprint content on neural structures, connectivity, and EEG rhythmogenesis. From a discussion of sensory pathways and thalamocortical circuits to a detailed treatment of cortical generators and rhythmic oscillations, this review integrates physiological structures with neuroelectric dynamics. The narrative then explores general brain anatomy, peripheral and autonomic nervous systems, and cortical-subcortical functional integration. Detailed exploration of the cerebral lobes, Brodmann areas, and limbic circuits is accompanied by an analysis of phase relationships and network synchrony in functional connectivity. Through this structure, the essay establishes a clear synthesis of anatomical and neurophysiological principles that govern EEG expression and neuromodulatory applications. Neuroanatomy. The human cerebral cortex is broadly divided into the frontal and posterior regions, each supporting distinct functional domains. The frontal cortex is dedicated to action-oriented processes, including executive cognition, emotional regulation, autonomic command, and voluntary motor activity. In contrast, the posterior cortex, comprising the parietal, temporal, and occipital lobes, is responsible for sensory perception, spatial orientation, language comprehension, and memory consolidation. These cortical domains, in conjunction with subcortical structures and peripheral components, operate within hierarchical feedback systems that mediate interaction with environmental demands. This topographical and functional division reflects the brain's evolutionary specialization for integrated sensory-motor coordination and goal-directed behavior. Anatomical specialization allows for differentiated processing in neural systems, providing the physiological substrate for perception, cognition, and motor control. Neural integration occurs across multiple spatial and temporal scales, from localized cortical circuits to distributed networks involving subcortical and peripheral elements. Cortical regions exhibit reciprocal connectivity with brainstem and spinal mechanisms, allowing for top-down modulation of reflexes and autonomic states. Likewise, sensory systems are not simply passive relays, but are dynamically shaped by cortical predictions and attentional control mechanisms. The cerebral cortex functions as a layered structure composed of excitatory and inhibitory neurons embedded in a matrix of glial cells and vascular elements. Pyramidal neurons form the principal excitatory output, and interneurons modulate activity within local circuits. These neuronal assemblies are organized into macrocolumns, which support rhythmic activity through reverberating feedback loops. This columnar architecture facilitates both the generation of rhythmic activity detectable by scalp EEG and the integration of sensory, motor, and cognitive processes. Ultimately, neuroanatomy provides the scaffold upon which electrophysiological patterns are organized and interpreted. Structural connectivity determines the potential for functional synchronization, while the physiological properties of neurons and circuits determine their dynamic response characteristics. In EEG, rhythmicity emerges from the temporal coordination of synaptic inputs across populations of neurons, influenced by anatomical projections, neurotransmitter systems, and the physical properties of surrounding tissues. Understanding the underlying neuroanatomy is essential for interpreting EEG data and for designing targeted neurofeedback interventions that modulate brain function. BCIA blueprint coverage. This unit satisfies the BCIA's blueprint requirement for foundational knowledge in neuroanatomy, specifically targeting the structures and functions relevant to EEG activity and neurofeedback. It encompasses cortical and subcortical EEG generators, sensory projection systems, the cytoarchitecture of Brodmann areas, and their corresponding roles in cognitive and behavioral control. The curriculum includes ascending sensory pathways, thalamic processing, and phase and coherence metrics related to neuroelectric transmission. The neuroanatomical framework described here serves as a scaffold for interpreting QEG patterns and aligning these with clinical presentations, thereby grounding neurofeedback interventions in neurophysiological science. The BCIA emphasizes competence in identifying the anatomical sources of EEG rhythms, as well as their relationship to observable behaviors and clinical syndromes. Practitioners are expected to understand how structural networks influence brain oscillations, how neuroanatomy underpins frequency-specific EEG patterns, and how dysfunction in particular circuits manifests in altered electrophysiological activity. This educational standard ensures that clinicians can recognize deviations from normative patterns and interpret them in the context of diagnostic and therapeutic frameworks. The inclusion of thalamic, cortical, and subcortical generators in the BCIA blueprint underscores the importance of understanding both local and global contributors to EEG rhythms. Knowledge of afferent and efferent projections, neurotransmitter systems, and the topography of neural tracts enables practitioners to form hypotheses about the etiology of dysregulated brain activity. By linking structural knowledge with electrophysiological findings, clinicians can tailor interventions to address specific neurofunctional impairments. Moreover, the blueprint incorporates functional connectivity metrics such as phase, coherence, and comodulation. These indices reflect the temporal coordination of brain regions and offer a more comprehensive view of brain dynamics than power measures alone. Mastery of these concepts allows clinicians to move beyond symptom tracking toward an integrated model of brain function that supports individualized treatment planning and outcome evaluation in neurofeedback and QEG-guided interventions. Basic anatomy of ascending sensory pathways to the cortex. Sensory signals entering the central nervous system are relayed through hierarchically organized ascending pathways that culminate in the cerebral cortex. These pathways route through specialized thalamic nuclei that act as relay centers, preserving the spatial origin of inputs. Visual, auditory, and somatosensory modalities follow defined routes that maintain signal fidelity and topographical mapping. Notably, olfactory information bypasses the thalamus, projecting directly to the primary olfactory cortex. Traditional models emphasize bottom-up sensory control. However, modern perspectives highlight bidirectional communication, where descending cortical projections modulate thalamic relay activity. This interactive architecture enables adaptive perception, attention modulation, and state-dependent sensory gating. The ascending sensory systems include the dorsal collomedial lemniscal pathway, the anterolateral, spinothalamic, system, and the trigeminothalamic tract. These pathways transmit touch, proprioceptive, pain, and thermal information from peripheral receptors to the somatosensory cortex. Each sensory modality is processed by a distinct pathway that retains its modality-specific information through successive synaptic relays. The specificity and organization of these pathways are essential for accurate sensory discrimination and for the generation of perceptually relevant cortical representations. Thalamic relay nuclei, such as the lateral geniculate nucleus for vision, the medial geniculate for audition, and the ventral posterior nucleus for somatosensation, play pivotal roles in integrating and filtering sensory information. These nuclei receive inputs not only from peripheral sensory systems, but also from the cortex, forming complex feedback loops. Corticothalamic projections modulate thalamic responsiveness based on behavioral context, attentional demands, and prior experience, highlighting the active role of the cortex in shaping sensory perception. Emerging models suggest that perception arises from the predictive coding framework, where the cortex generates hypotheses about sensory input and uses ascending pathways to confirm or revise those predictions. This reciprocal information flow transforms the sensory system from a passive recipient into a dynamic comparator of internal models and external stimuli. Consequently, EEG signals reflect not only the arrival of sensory inputs, but also the ongoing dialogue between prediction and confirmation occurring across thalamocortical networks. Cortical and subcortical generators of specific EEG rhythms. EEG rhythms are generated by the coordinated activity of cortical and subcortical structures, each contributing to distinct frequency bands that correspond to specific functional states. These rhythms emerge from the interactions between excitatory and inhibitory neuronal populations and are shaped by intrinsic membrane properties, synaptic inputs, and circuit architecture. The thalamus plays a central role in the generation of alpha, theta, and spindle rhythms, while cortical resonant loops sustain activity in beta and gamma ranges. These rhythms serve as temporal frameworks that support cognitive processing, motor coordination, and sensory integration. Each frequency band reflects a different scale of network communication, from localized circuits to large-scale synchronization across brain regions. Slow cortical potentials, SCPs, characterized by frequencies below 1 Hz, are generated not by synaptic potentials, but by direct current shifts associated with glial activity and slow fluctuations in membrane polarization. SCPs can influence the timing of faster oscillations by modulating neuronal excitability. These slow signals reflect global brain states and are associated with motivational and preparatory functions, providing a baseline upon which higher frequency activity is layered. SCPs can be recorded from surface EEG and have been studied in relation to attention, readiness, and effective processing. Their presence in both neuronal and glial systems underscores the broad physiological foundation of EEG rhythms. Fast cortical potentials, in contrast, encompass a wide range of higher frequencies such as beta and gamma rhythms. These fast oscillations are involved in sensory processing, perception, and rapid information transfer. Gamma oscillations, for example, are believed to facilitate the binding of sensory features into coherent percepts. These rhythms depend on tightly coupled excitatory-inhibitory networks and are particularly sensitive to cognitive load and arousal levels. Fast oscillations are not isolated phenomena, but occur within a hierarchy of nested rhythms, with slower oscillations modulating their amplitude and timing. This cross-frequency coupling enables the brain to coordinate activity across different spatial and temporal domains. The behavioral significance of brainwaves is reflected in their responsiveness to mental state changes. For example, increases in theta may indicate drowsiness or inattention, while elevated beta may signal cognitive engagement or anxiety. The ratio between frequencies, such as theta/beta, serves as an index of cortical arousal and attentional control. Neurofeedback applications frequently target these ratios to normalize arousal states and improve cognitive performance. Moreover, EEG activity is not merely a consequence of behavior, but also shapes perception and action through feedback mechanisms. These dynamic interactions between EEG rhythms and behavior illustrate the functional relevance of electrophysiological signals in both health and pathology. Delta, 0.5 to 3 Hz. Delta rhythms represent the slowest frequency band in the EEG spectrum and are typically associated with deep sleep, particularly stage 3 non-REM sleep. These oscillations are generated primarily in the thalamocortical system and are characterized by high amplitude and low frequency. In the neocortex, delta waves arise from isolated cortical neurons when other inputs do not engage them. The slow oscillation under 1 Hz reflects intrinsic cortical activity and persists even when thalamic influence is removed, highlighting its local cortical origin. The higher delta range, between 1 and 4 Hz, often requires thalamocortical synchronization and is more prominent during synchronized brain states. Clinically, delta activity serves as an important biomarker. In infants and young children, delta predominates the waking EEG and reflects the immature state of cortical networks. In adults, significant delta activity during wakefulness is usually pathological, suggesting diffuse cortical dysfunction, structural lesions, or cognitive disorders. Localized rhythmic delta can indicate focal lesions such as tumors or traumatic brain injury, while generalized delta may be observed in metabolic encephalopathy or during anesthesia. Moreover, Excess delta has been noted in clinical conditions such as ADHD and learning disabilities, making its detection and interpretation essential for neurofeedback protocols. The functional role of delta waves extends beyond sleep and pathology. Delta activity has been associated with subcortical structures, motivational states, and reward processing. During sleep, delta oscillations promote synaptic downscaling, aiding memory consolidation and neural recovery. In EEG biofeedback, delta training is rarely used to reinforce activity, but may be inhibited to reduce sluggish cortical states. However, selective delta modulation may be beneficial in promoting deeper relaxation or enhancing restorative sleep. Despite their diagnostic and physiological relevance, delta waves are prone to contamination by artifacts such as eye movements and sweat. This complicates their analysis, particularly in frontal regions. Therefore, careful artifact rejection is essential in delta band analysis to distinguish physiological from non-physiological sources. Understanding delta activity's diverse origins and implications provides insight into brain health, developmental changes, and altered states of consciousness. Theta, 3 to 8 Hz. Theta rhythms occupy a mid-range frequency and are generated through complex interactions within the hippocampus, medial septum, and other limbic structures. Although traditionally associated with drowsiness and early stages of sleep, theta activity also emerges during memory encoding, internal attention, and emotional processing. The medial septum provides cholinergic and GABAergic input that paces hippocampal theta, while reciprocal projections help synchronize thalamic and cortical rhythms. Theta generation is also influenced by the supramammillary nucleus and entorhinal cortex, contributing to limbic integration and memory consolidation. This makes theta a valuable marker of both cognitive and affective brain states. In clinical contexts, elevated frontal theta is frequently observed in individuals with attentional disorders, depression, or neurodevelopmental conditions. The theta/beta ratio is often used as an index of cortical arousal and has been applied in diagnosing ADHD. However, its interpretation must be age-adjusted, as theta activity naturally diminishes with maturation. Elevated frontal theta in adults can signal cortical underarousal or diffuse cerebral slowing, while midline theta near FCZ may reflect task-related cognitive control or error detection. This regional variability illustrates the importance of topographic context in interpreting theta activity. Theta is also closely tied to global synchrony, with phase-locked theta bursts supporting cross-network coordination during cognitive tasks. These theta bursts often occur in tandem with gamma activity, contributing to cross-frequency coupling that facilitates working memory and attentional shifts. In neurofeedback, training protocols may seek to reduce excessive theta when associated with distractibility or enhance posterior theta for therapeutic purposes such as addiction recovery or PTSD treatment. The functional heterogeneity of theta underscores its broad relevance across neurocognitive domains. The morphological features of theta vary by source, with limbic theta typically appearing as smooth, sinusoidal waves, while cortical theta may show sharper waveforms with variable amplitude. Theta often appears in sleep, especially during stage 1 and REM phases, and plays a role in dream generation and emotional memory encoding. In awake states, theta oscillations facilitate internal mentation and abstract reasoning, reflecting the brain's capacity for internally generated cognition. Understanding theta dynamics is crucial for linking electrophysiological data to psychological function and optimizing interventions based on brain state regulation. Rhythmic slow wave, RSW, or theta. Rhythmic slow wave activity, often categorized within the theta frequency range, appears as a distinct oscillatory pattern, especially prominent in frontal midline regions. Unlike generalized theta, RSW is tightly phase-locked and often associated with cognitive tasks, emotional regulation, or meditative states. It may reflect limbic system contributions and is sometimes regarded as a slowed alpha variant generated by thalamic outputs. The presence of RSW in the frontal midline, e.g., FCZ, during eyes-open tasks suggests its involvement in executive control and attentional engagement, and its modulation is of interest in neurofeedback protocols. RSW exhibits a topographically specific distribution, distinguishing it from diffuse theta typically seen in drowsiness or underactivation. Clinicians often inhibit generalized theta in frontal areas while rewarding RSW in posterior regions as part of alpha/theta or synchrony-based training protocols. This pattern has shown promise in interventions for trauma, addiction recovery, and performance optimization. In these contexts, RSW may support increased cortical synchronization and emotional integration, providing a marker for therapeutic change. The neural generators of RSW likely involve reciprocal circuits between the anterior cingulate cortex, medial prefrontal cortex, and thalamic nuclei. These circuits support error monitoring, behavioral regulation, and context-sensitive processing, functions that are disrupted in mood and anxiety disorders. The presence and amplitude of RSW may therefore serve as a marker of emotional regulation capacity and attentional focus. These characteristics make RSW a useful frequency band for biofeedback interventions to stabilize mood and enhance mindfulness. In training applications, increasing RSW synchrony can facilitate improved cognitive resilience, emotional grounding, and stress tolerance. However, care must be taken to avoid excessive augmentation in inappropriate contexts, as oversynchronization may reduce cognitive flexibility. The nuanced interpretation of RSW, based on its location, morphology, and functional correlates, enhances its utility as a therapeutic target. Properly differentiated from nonspecific theta activity, RSW offers a valuable signal for modulating brain states in clinical and performance domains. Alpha, 8 to 13 Hz. Alpha rhythms are prominent oscillations typically observed in posterior regions of the brain during wakeful rest with eyes closed. This frequency band, ranging from 8 to 13 Hz, has been traditionally associated with relaxed alertness and internalized attention. Alpha rhythms are not uniform but are subdivided into low alpha, 8 to 10 Hz, and high alpha, 10 to 13 Hz, each associated with distinct cognitive and emotional states. Low alpha is often linked to daydreaming, inattention, and cortical underarousal, whereas high alpha reflects internal focus, meditative awareness, and a calm yet alert state. The spatial distribution and peak frequency of alpha activity vary with age, sex, and cognitive engagement, making alpha a highly context-sensitive EEG rhythm. The neural mechanisms generating alpha involve synchronized burst activity from thalamocortical relay cells and inhibitory neurons in the thalamic reticular nucleus. These mechanisms are regulated by neuromodulators such as acetylcholine and norepinephrine and are modulated by brainstem structures like the locus coeruleus. Although alpha generation begins subcortically, its amplitude and spatial distribution are shaped by cortico-cortical interactions. Alpha oscillations can inhibit sensory processing, thereby facilitating top-down attentional control. This gating mechanism may explain the phenomenon of alpha blocking, in which alpha amplitude diminishes in response to visual or cognitive stimulation. Clinically, alpha rhythms provide valuable information about neurological integrity and cortical function. Slowing of the peak alpha frequency or persistent high-amplitude alpha in inappropriate contexts may indicate metabolic or structural brain dysfunction. For example, a dominant rhythm below 8 Hz in an adult may suggest cortical slowing due to diffuse pathology. Conversely, asymmetries in alpha amplitude, particularly in frontal regions, have been associated with mood disorders. Left frontal hypoactivation, reflected by reduced alpha suppression, has been linked to depression, while increased right alpha may signal avoidance motivation or negative affective bias. In neurofeedback, alpha training is widely used to enhance relaxation, focus, and emotional regulation. Protocols may aim to increase posterior alpha for anxiety reduction or to promote meditative states, or decrease alpha to facilitate cognitive activation. The posterior dominant rhythm, PDR, a specific alpha subtype emerging in early childhood and stabilizing in adolescence, serves as a benchmark for cortical maturation and arousal regulation. Monitoring alpha dynamics across developmental and clinical contexts offers insights into functional brain states and guides targeted intervention strategies. Mu rhythm, 7 to 11 Hz. The Mu rhythm is an idiosyncratic oscillation in the 7 to 11 Hz range, typically recorded over sensorimotor cortices, notably at central electrode sites such as C3 and C4. Though it overlaps with the alpha band in frequency, it is distinct in morphology and functional significance. Mu rhythms often appear arch-shaped waveforms and are attenuated by actual or imagined movement. This rhythm originates in motor areas and is influenced by mirror neuron systems, which are activated both when performing an action and when observing another individual performing that action. Functionally, the Mu rhythm reflects motor inhibition and readiness. It is suppressed when the brain prepares or executes motor actions, making it a reliable indicator of motor cortex engagement. This suppression also occurs during motor imagery, which has important implications for neurorehabilitation and brain-computer interface development. In the context of social cognition, Mu rhythm attenuation has been linked to the simulation of others' actions and intentions, supporting its theorized role in empathy and observational learning. Clinically, aberrant Mu rhythm patterns have been observed in populations with motor disorders, autism spectrum conditions, and social communication difficulties. For example, reduced Mu suppression in individuals with autism may reflect impairments in the mirror neuron system functioning, contributing to deficits in social mimicry and emotional resonance. Neurofeedback interventions that train Mu desynchronization during motor imagery have shown promise in enhancing motor recovery post-stroke and refining motor control in developmental coordination disorder. Neurofeedback training that targets Mu rhythm modulation often uses tasks that involve motor planning, kinesthetic imagery, or imitation. The clinical and functional significance of the Mu rhythm extends beyond sensorimotor performance to domains involving interpersonal understanding and motor representation. Its modulation provides a bridge between neural oscillations, motor behavior, and social cognition, underscoring its unique role in both typical and atypical neurodevelopment. Synchronous alpha. Synchronous alpha activity refers to the coherent expression of alpha band oscillations across multiple cortical regions, especially during states requiring broad network integration. Unlike localized alpha seen in posterior or sensorimotor areas, synchronous alpha emerges when multiple sensory systems such as visual, auditory, and somatosensory entrain to a common rhythm. This distributed synchrony facilitates perceptual binding and the transition from sensory analysis to integrated action. The presence of synchronous alpha indicates a high level of network coordination, often observed in meditative states, focused attention, and during transitions between rest and active cognition. Neurally, this synchrony arises from the phase locking of cortical macrocolumns, influenced by both thalamocortical and corticocortical feedback. The capacity for such broad synchronization reflects the brain's ability to inhibit irrelevant information while facilitating salient input processing globally. This gating function enables efficient switching between external awareness and internal mentation, with implications for attentional control and working memory performance. Synchronous alpha may inhibit competing cortical networks, enhancing the signal-to-noise ratio for prioritized processing streams. In neurofeedback, training for increased synchronous alpha has enhanced self-regulation, emotional stability, and cognitive coherence. Protocols may involve reinforcing global alpha coherence or promoting phase synchrony across hemispheres, especially between homologous posterior regions. These strategies are often employed in protocols targeting anxiety, PTSD, and executive function deficits. Enhancing synchronous alpha is associated with improved information flow and increased integration across cortical hubs, facilitating higher-order cognitive operations. Functionally, synchronous alpha is not merely a passive indicator of rest, but an active mechanism for organizing and stabilizing cortical networks. It supports internal focus and sensorimotor integration, enabling adaptive responses to environmental and task-related demands. The balance between localized and distributed alpha patterns provides a dynamic system for modulating consciousness and behavioral readiness, reinforcing its centrality in both clinical interpretation and applied EEG training. Sensorimotor rhythm, 13 to 15 Hz. The sensorimotor rhythm, SMR, is a discrete oscillatory pattern found over the sensorimotor strip, primarily at central electrode locations such as C3, CZ, and C4. It resides in the low beta frequency range, typically from 13 to 15 Hz, and is functionally tied to motor inhibition and stillness. SMR amplitude increases when the body is motionless and motor systems are idle, and it diminishes with voluntary or involuntary movement. This rhythm is considered a cortical correlate of somatic quieting and has been effectively used in neurofeedback protocols aimed at reducing hyperactivity and improving motor control. The physiological basis of SMR involves thalamocortical loops, particularly those engaging the ventrolateral thalamic nuclei and motor cortex. These circuits are modulated by GABAergic inhibition, which fosters rhythmic synchronization of pyramidal neurons in sensorimotor regions. SMR activity also resembles sleep spindles seen during stage 2 non-REM sleep, suggesting a common neural architecture supporting resting motor tone and sleep regulation. The presence of SMR is often interpreted as a marker of efficient sensorimotor gating and cortical stability. Clinically, deficient SMR is frequently observed in conditions characterized by motor disinhibition, such as ADHD, tics, and some forms of epilepsy. Neurofeedback training to enhance SMR amplitude has demonstrated efficacy in reducing impulsivity, improving attention, and normalizing sleep patterns. Protocols may combine SMR reinforcement with inhibition of theta and high beta activity to regulate arousal and stabilize executive control. SMR training is one of the best documented neurofeedback applications, supported by decades of research in clinical and performance enhancement contexts. Functionally, SMR reflects the brain's capacity to regulate motor output and internal state transitions. Its modulation affects not only movement control, but also cognitive tempo and effective regulation. By fostering sensorimotor quieting, SMR training enhances cortical efficiency and self-regulatory capacity. The clinical and theoretical relevance of SMR makes it a central frequency target in EEG-based interventions, with broad implications for optimizing brain-body integration. Beta over 12 Hz. Beta rhythms span a broad frequency range, typically from 13 to 38 Hz, and are subdivided into multiple subbands, commonly beta 1, 13 to 15 Hz, beta 2, 15 to 18 Hz, beta 3, 18 to 25 Hz, and beta 4, 25 to 38 Hz. These oscillations are predominantly frontal and are associated with alertness, focused attention, cognitive engagement, and active mental processing. Beta activity increases during tasks requiring sustained attention or executive control and is often heightened in anxious or hyperaroused states. While lower beta ranges overlap with sensorimotor rhythm, higher beta is implicated in fine motor planning and analytical thought. The generation of beta rhythms involves corticocortical circuits and interactions between pyramidal neurons and fast-spiking interneurons. Subcortical contributions, particularly from the basal ganglia and thalamus, further shape beta expression by modulating cortical excitability and synchronization. Beta oscillations support local and interregional communication for working memory, problem-solving, and sensory-motor integration. However, beta activity is highly susceptible to contamination from muscle artifact, especially in facial and neck muscles, necessitating careful artifact control and EEG analysis. Clinically, elevated beta activity is observed in anxiety disorders, obsessive-compulsive symptoms, insomnia, and over-focused attentional states. Conversely, reduced beta may be linked to cortical underarousal, as seen in ADHD, cognitive impairment, or learning difficulties. Neurofeedback protocols may aim to inhibit high beta to reduce arousal or reward beta 1 to enhance concentration and task persistence. However, the overlapping range with electromyographic (EMG) activity requires including EMG inhibit thresholds to ensure that true cortical activity is being trained. Beta coherence and asymmetry measures have been investigated in mood and cognitive disorders, offering insight into regional over- or underconnectivity. As a dynamic index of cortical processing, beta rhythms provide critical information about mental state and cortical readiness. Understanding the differentiation between beta subbands, their behavioral correlates, and their physiological sources is essential for accurate interpretation and effective EEG-based intervention. Fast or high beta rhythms, 20 to 35 Hz. Fast beta rhythms, typically defined in the 20 to 35 Hz range, are most prominent in frontal regions and are associated with high arousal, focused problem solving, and increased cognitive workload. Fast excitatory-inhibitory interactions within corticothalamic and intracortical circuits generate these oscillations. High beta activity is linked with heightened vigilance and the rapid processing of detailed sensory and motor information. However, persistent high beta can reflect stress, anxiety, and cognitive rigidity, especially when found in excess or without contextually appropriate task engagement. Neurophysiologically, fast beta rhythms emerge from synchronized firing among tightly coupled inner neurons and pyramidal cells, modulated by excitatory neurotransmitters such as glutamate and neuromodulators like dopamine. The mesencephalic reticular formation and rostral intralaminar thalamic nuclei also contribute to high beta generation, especially under conditions of alertness and cognitive challenge. These rhythms facilitate precision in sensory discrimination and the rapid updating of working memory, but also place significant metabolic demands on neural circuits, potentially leading to fatigue if sustained over time. Clinically, elevated high beta has been observed in individuals with obsessive-compulsive tendencies, generalized anxiety, rumination, and trauma-related hypervigilance. This activity may also be present in patients with insomnia or substance use disorders. In neurofeedback, protocols often target high beta inhibition to reduce cortical overactivation and facilitate emotional regulation. Because fast beta overlaps with the EMG frequency range, particularly in the 20 to 35 Hz domain, it is essential to differentiate true cortical rhythms from muscular artifact using proper filtering and artifact rejection methods. High beta activity offers valuable insight into the brain's cognitive tempo and arousal regulation when interpreted correctly. It reflects a state of cognitive engagement that, when appropriately expressed, enhances performance, but when excessive, can contribute to perseverative thinking and physiological stress. By modulating high beta expression, neurofeedback interventions can help restore cognitive flexibility and emotional balance, optimizing the brain's response to complex or demanding environments. Gamma rhythms, 28 to 80 Hz. Gamma rhythms, the highest frequency band routinely observed in EEG, range from approximately 28 to 80 Hz and are typically associated with high-level cognitive functions such as perceptual binding, working memory, and consciousness. These oscillations emerge from the synchronous activity of fast-spiking inner neurons and pyramidal cells, especially in layers 2 and 3 of the neocortex. Gamma activity reflects localized cortical processing and is thought to facilitate the temporal coordination necessary for integrating information across different sensory modalities and brain regions. Functionally, gamma oscillations serve as a mechanism for cognitive integration. They enable feature binding and perception, support attentional focus, and are critical in tasks requiring rapid updating of information. Gamma bursts are transient and often nested within slower oscillations like theta or alpha, a phenomenon known as cross-frequency coupling. This coupling allows gamma to encode content within the broader timing structure of slower rhythms, thereby contributing to the formation and retrieval of episodic memories and the coordination of distributed processing across cortical areas. Clinically, gamma activity is altered in a variety of neuropsychiatric conditions. Reduced gamma synchrony has been linked to cognitive deficits in schizophrenia, while excessive gamma has been associated with hyperarousal states and certain forms of epilepsy. In neurofeedback, gamma training is less common due to its susceptibility to muscle artifact and the technical challenge of reliably detecting high-frequency activity. However, protocols that enhance gamma have been explored in the context of cognitive enhancement, autism spectrum conditions, and age-related cognitive decline. Interpretation of gamma requires careful differentiation from artifact, particularly electromyographic contamination, which overlaps in frequency. Nonetheless, when reliably measured, gamma provides a window into the brain's most rapid integrative processes. It reflects the brain's capacity for high-speed, high-fidelity communication and has become a focal point in neuroscience research on consciousness and integrative brain function. General cortical and subcortical anatomy. The nervous system is composed of central and peripheral divisions that together enable sensory input, integrative processing, and motor output. The central nervous system, CNS, includes the brain, spinal cord, and retina, acting as the main site of information integration and command generation. In contrast, the peripheral nervous system, PNS, comprises all neural elements outside the CNS, including sensory receptors, peripheral nerves, and ganglia. These systems collaborate to sustain homeostasis and respond to environmental demands through intricate feedback loops and motor execution. Cortical structures, including the cerebral hemispheres, are responsible for higher-order functions such as perception, reasoning, language, and voluntary movement. The neocortex, the evolutionarily most recent part of the cortex, is organized into six layers, each populated by specific cell types with distinct synaptic properties. Gray matter, which houses neuronal cell bodies, is the site of synaptic integration. In contrast, white matter comprises myelinated axons that facilitate rapid, long-range communication between cortical and subcortical areas. These anatomical specializations enable the cortex to be a hub of integrative neural processing. Subcortical structures including the thalamus, basal ganglia, hypothalamus, brainstem, and cerebellum play equally vital roles in sensory relay, autonomic control, emotional regulation, and motor coordination. These regions receive and send projections to the cortex, establishing reciprocal networks that shape perception, arousal, movement, and cognition. For instance, the basal ganglia modulate movement initiation and inhibition, while the hypothalamus maintains internal balance via neuroendocrine regulation. Once thought primarily motoric, the cerebellum is now known to contribute to executive function and effective modulation. The integration between cortical and subcortical anatomy forms the structural basis for brain function as observed in EEG signals. Subcortical oscillators often initiate rhythms that are then sculpted and propagated by cortical circuits. This bidirectional influence ensures that brain function is not localized to one level, but is instead a product of multilevel interactions. EEG, as a macroscopic index of these dynamics, reflects the emergent activity of such cortical-subcortical communication. Understanding this architecture is foundational for interpreting neuroelectric signals and informing neurofeedback-based interventions. Major divisions. The brain and spinal cord form the central nervous system, serving as the core integrative and command centers of the body. The brain alone contains roughly 86 billion neurons and is subdivided into distinct regions with specialized functions. Broadly, the brain is divided into three primary regions: the forebrain, midbrain, and hindbrain. The forebrain includes the cerebral hemispheres and diencephalon. The midbrain consists of tectal and tegmental structures involved in auditory, visual, and motor functions, and the hindbrain comprises the cerebellum, pons, and medulla, which regulate autonomic and motor coordination processes. These divisions reflect both evolutionary development and functional stratification. The spinal cord, extending from the medulla to the lumbar region, contains ascending and descending tracts that carry sensory and motor information between the brain and body. It also houses central pattern generators that mediate reflexes and rhythmic activities independent of higher brain input. The spinal cord's dorsal roots contain afferent sensory fibers, while its ventral roots carry efferent motor commands. Together, they provide a direct anatomical and functional interface between the CNS and peripheral effectors and receptors. In addition to these gross subdivisions, the brain includes critical networks of white matter tracts connecting various cortical and subcortical regions. White matter facilitates rapid conduction of action potentials and underpins the integrative nature of CNS operations. Commissural fibers like the corpus callosum connect the hemispheres, while projection and dissociation fibers link cortical areas to subcortical nuclei and other cortical regions. These communication systems support the coordination of sensor-motor integration, memory consolidation, and executive functions. Overall, understanding the major anatomical divisions of the nervous system provides a framework for interpreting the origin and propagation of EEG activity. Structural segregation supports specialized function, while extensive connectivity enables emergent properties such as consciousness, perception, and voluntary behavior. These foundational elements shape the electrophysiological patterns measured in EEG and are essential for clinical assessment and neurofeedback applications. Nerves. Nerves are bundles of axons outside the central nervous system that carry electrical impulses between the brain, spinal cord, and the rest of the body. Depending on the signal transmission direction, these axonal bundles are either sensory, motor, or mixed. Sensory nerves deliver information from peripheral receptors such as those in the skin, muscles, and joints toward the CNS. In contrast, motor nerves carry instructions from the CNS to muscles and glands. The structural integrity and functional organization of nerves are vital for reflex arcs, voluntary motion, and the integration of internal physiological states with external stimuli. Three major categories of nerves form the backbone of peripheral communication: cranial nerves, spinal nerves, and the nerves of the autonomic nervous system. 12 cranial nerve pairs emerge directly from the brain and serve the head and neck, with specific nerves devoted solely to sensory, e.g., olfactory, optic, motor, e.g., oculomotor, hypoglossal, or mixed, e.g., trigeminal, vagus, functions. Spinal nerves, by contrast, emerge from the spinal cord and exit through the vertebral foramina, each containing dorsal roots, sensory input, and ventral roots, motor output. These nerves enable localized sensory input and targeted motor responses at each vertebral segment. In the clinical context, nerve dysfunction may manifest as deficits in sensation, movement, or autonomic regulation, depending on the affected structures. Peripheral nerve injuries may produce hypoesthesia, paralysis, or altered reflexes, while cranial nerve involvement can affect speech, vision, facial sensation, or swallowing. In EEG and neurofeedback practice, understanding nerve distributions is essential for interpreting somatic feedback loops, especially in biofeedback modalities that assess muscle tension or skin conductance mediated by peripheral nerves. Nerve physiology underpins the feedback systems necessary for neurobehavioral regulation. Sensory afferents convey internal and external conditions to the brain, enabling adaptive motor and autonomic outputs. This neural communication is modifiable via training techniques that leverage neuroplasticity. Consequently, nerves are not simply conduits for signals, but active components in the continuous loop of perception, decision-making, and motor execution, making them essential in foundational neuroanatomy and applied neurotherapeutic intervention. Autonomic nervous system. The autonomic nervous system, ANS, regulates involuntary physiological functions, including heart rate, digestion, respiratory rate, pupillary response, and glandular secretion. It operates largely below the level of consciousness to maintain internal homeostasis and adapt to environmental demands. The ANS is subdivided into the sympathetic, parasympathetic, and enteric divisions, each exerting distinct and often complementary influences on target organs. These systems communicate with the central nervous system through a network of afferent and efferent fibers and interface with higher brain structures involved in emotional and behavioral regulation. The sympathetic division prepares the body for action by mobilizing energy resources in response to perceived threats or stressors. It increases heart rate, dilates bronchioles, inhibits digestion, and promotes blood flow to skeletal muscles, a constellation of responses often called the fight or flight reaction. Sympathetic output is orchestrated by neurons in the thoracolumbar spinal cord and is modulated by higher centers such as the hypothalamus and brainstem nuclei. Persistent sympathetic dominance has been associated with anxiety, cardiovascular dysregulation, and stress-related disorders. The parasympathetic division, in contrast, promotes rest, digestion, and recovery, social engagement, and passive avoidance. It slows the heart rate, stimulates digestive activity, and supports restorative processes under conditions of safety and relaxation. Parasympathetic fibers originate primarily from the brainstem, especially the vagus nerve, cranial nerve X, and from sacral spinal segments. Vagal tone, measured via heart rate variability, serves as a biomarker of parasympathetic activity and is a target in many biofeedback interventions aimed at enhancing emotional regulation and stress resilience. The enteric division comprises an extensive network of neurons embedded in the gastrointestinal tract. Although it can function independently, it is modulated by both sympathetic and parasympathetic inputs. The enteric system regulates local peristalsis, secretion, and immune activity. Emerging research suggests that gut-brain communication influences mood, cognition, and neuroinflammation. Collectively, the three branches of the autonomic nervous system exemplify the body's capacity for dynamic internal regulation and are crucial targets for psychophysiological therapies, including HRV biofeedback and neurofeedback aimed at modulating arousal states. Somatic nervous system. The somatic nervous system governs voluntary movement and transmits sensory information from the external environment to the central nervous system. It consists of motor neurons that innervate skeletal muscles and sensory neurons that relay input from receptors in the skin, joints, and muscles. While the motor neuron cell bodies reside in the spinal cord or brainstem, their axons extend through peripheral nerves to target muscles. Conversely, the cell bodies of sensory neurons are located in the dorsal root ganglia outside the spinal cord, with their axons projecting centrally to synapse in the spinal cord or brainstem. This system allows conscious control over body movements and mediates tactile, proprioceptive, and nociceptive input. The somatic pathways are arranged in a highly organized manner, preserving spatial and modality-specific information through ascending tracts such as the spinothalamic and dorsal column pathways. The motor component involves descending corticospinal tracts that project from the primary motor cortex to lower motor neurons in the spinal cord, allowing for precise control over muscle contractions. Damage to the somatic nervous system can produce weakness, paralysis, or loss of sensation, depending on the injury site. Lesions affecting upper motor neurons result in spasticity and hyperreflexia, while lower motor neuron lesions lead to flaccid paralysis and muscle atrophy. Understanding these pathways is essential in clinical neurophysiology and interpreting motor-related EEG changes during movement preparation, execution, and imagery. In neurofeedback and biofeedback, the somatic system is a target for interventions aimed at improving motor control and proprioceptive awareness. Techniques such as EMG biofeedback and motor imagery training leverage the somatic circuitry to retrain voluntary movement and sensory processing. The somatic nervous system's integration with central networks ensures that sensorimotor feedback loops are dynamic and modifiable, allowing for rehabilitation and performance enhancement through targeted modulation.